right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimside Candy Valley. We are back with Bear Witness, so let's get started. I'm so sorry, Val. That isn't... Oh, it's okay. I know it was a lot to ask. I just don't feel like I can do that. Not with everything going on in my life. What was she even asking? You can have as long as you need. What was this now? Oh, I want to be a mom again. I don't know about that. I mean, no child support in AVF land? I don't know. Okay, yes. Yes? I'll help. I mean, I'll get you, you know. You'll give me a baby? You let out a nervous huff. Yeah. Are you sure? It's a big deal. I won't ask anything else of you. You won't be responsible. You don't have to sell me on it, Val. Haha. I just don't want you to realize... I don't want you to think I'm ensnaring you or something. I know. I know that isn't what this is. It's okay. I want to give this to you. You realize now she's crying, her face wet with tears. Oh, babe, come here. She weeps, in your arms as the two of you lay down together, her sniffles fading until sleep takes you both. The next day. Hey, Shipwreck, I just wanted to tell you that everything's wrapped up here. Heading home, taking the red eye later tonight. I'll let you know when I get back to NYC. I love you, kiddo. Beep. End of message. If you want to delete this message, press 7 now. Otherwise, press... I love you too, Dad. I miss you. So, just any photo will do? I mean, isn't everything kind of everyday life? Not quite. Like, I couldn't do a headshot and have it work for the assignment. Or a still life. It just needs to be something that happens naturally. I'm gonna have to turn the music down a little on this. It's a bit too loud. Like, I couldn't do a headshot and have it work for the assignment, or a still life. It just needs to be something that happens naturally. Okay, cool, so why the park? I thought it might be a good place to see people doing everyday stuff. Though I hadn't really given consideration to how fucking cool it is. Heh. What? You cursed. So I cursed all the fucking time. You absolutely do not. I do, I'm a regular potty mouth. Ha, sure, I can think of like 3 times you've cursed in the past few months. Fuck you, Grim. You let out a belly laugh and glance over at her. You catch the hint of a smile before she tries to look annoyed again. Damn, this is loud.
Is it alright if I decide I change my mind? Is that okay?
You let out a belly laugh and glance over at her. You catch the hint of a smile before she tries to look annoyed again. Wait, why are you smiling about that? It's just nice to see you laughing. Yeah, it's nice to be laughing. Thank you, cuz. She smiles at you and takes your hand, pulling you to a stop. You're welcome. I'll always be here for you. You know what? No matter what. I know. She looks at you, studying your face, looking for something. She smiles, perhaps sadly, and the two of you turn to continue walking. You see a couple walking on the other side of the park. The man is carrying a small child on his shoulders so bundled up that you can't see if it's a boy or a girl. But you hear a high-pitched voice carrying on in excitement. Sadie stops for a moment, pulls up her camera for a quick shot, and then hurries to catch up with you. You look like you're afraid they'll notice you taking pictures. That's because I am. You think they'd have a problem with it? I don't know, but I'd rather avoid the confrontation. I just thought it'd be a nice photo. I'm sure they would too. Maybe we should ask them if they'd like a copy. Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Come on. You grab her hand and drag her across the park towards the family. She balks at first, but you hold firm and she has no choice but to come with. Excuse me? The couple turns towards you, questioning looks on their faces. Sadie yanks on your hand again in the opposite direction, but you hold firm. Yes? Sorry to bother, but my friend here just got a photo of the three of you, and we wondered if you'd like her to send you a copy. Oh! The man looks over at the woman who smiles and shrugs. Could we see the pictures? You look at Sadie, who appears to want to crawl under the nearest rock. She appears to gulp down her fear and pulls up the photo on her camera. Silently, she turns it towards the couple and peer at it. Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's a great photo. You look pretty, Mama. She does, doesn't she? I can. Do you want a digital copy? I also developed them if you'd like a physical copy. Could you email me a copy? I don't want to put you out. Oh no, it wouldn't be a bother. I'll send it to you in an email, and then maybe you could give me a mailing address for the photo. You're amazing. Yes, please. The two of them trade info, and the woman gives Sadie a hug. That's a great picture. You've got a wonderful eye. Thank you for doing that. You're very welcome. I'm looking forward to your email. You'll have it as soon as I get this to my laptop. Thank you again. The man waves at the two of you and they walk off again, the little boy chattering happily. You just made their day, you know. I think you get all the credit for that. I would never have approached him if you hadn't made me. I'm glad I did. He's right, you know. Who is? That guy. You've got a wonderful eye. Your photos are excellent. She smiles and hugs your arm as the two of you walk through the park. It's a quiet few moments and you catch her glancing up at you. You doing any better? Hmm? Oh yeah, I think so. Do you want to talk? No, not really. I mean, I keep thinking about everything he went through, the coma, ending up in a wheelchair, the trial, leaving mom, witness protection. I don't know how he did all that and just stayed himself, I guess. Your dad was a pretty amazing guy. I miss him. I know. I used to joke with him about his skull being so thick a bullet wouldn't penetrate it. And he would generally laugh at that. Who can laugh at that kind of shit so freely? And the best part is, I knew he'd laugh, that he'd find it funny. Yeah, he always laughed easily. I missed that when you two were gone. How'd he survive that anyway? I don't think anyone ever told me. Something to do with it being special ammo and a smaller gun so it'd make less noise? That way his head was angled down when they shot him. It just kind of slid around his skull and popped out the back. Looked like it had gone straight through, but it didn't. Crazy, right? Yeah, he really did have a hard head. Yeah, he did. You're quiet for a bit as the two of you walk, your mind wandering, sometimes dwelling on things. I have nightmares about it sometimes. She looks up at you but doesn't speak, just waits for you to continue. It's weird, in my dreams sometimes I'm a little kid watching it happen, even though I was actually a teenager. Is it? Maybe because you felt helpless? I think that's exactly why. I'm sorry, Grim. You smile at her and give her a sideways hug. Thanks. Thanks for being there for me. She stops you, smiling gently. I'll always be there for you, no matter what. You force a smile, knowing what she's saying, but not wanting to push things. Thank you, cuz. The two of you turn to continue. You've taken only a couple of steps when you hear a a plaintive meow coming from nearby tree. Is that, yup, you think he's stuck or just being a drama queen? I don't know. How do you know it's a he? We've met. I give him scritches sometimes when I see him. Oh, you think he needs help getting down? Probably not, but I'm sure he thinks he does. You're not gonna just leave him then? You sigh. No, I'll help his dumb ass down. Well, be careful, it looks slippery. Hey, if I'm lucky, I've inherited my dad's thick skull. When I fall, I can land on it and be fine. Don't say dumb shit. Oh, you cursed again. Shut the fuck up and get the cat. Haha, yes ma'am. You try reaching up for the cat at first before realizing that it isn't going to work. As Sadie beseeches you to be careful, you clamber up until you can reach the cat. The music is getting on my nerves. He seems hesitant at first until you've offered your hand for sniffing, and then he rubs his face against your fingers. Yeah, yeah, petting time is later, dude. Let me get you down. You manage to get a hold of him and pull him closer to you, but then realize that climbing down like this would likely result in him panicking or you dropping him. You hook both your legs around the branch, leaning down, lowering him with both hands until you're close enough to the ground to drop him. Just as you're about to release him, you hear a click, and you realize Sadie has gotten a shot of you. He squirms out of your hand at the last moment, but you've lowered him enough that he lands just fine, though he's clearly unhappy with being released on top of the wet, slushy snow. Bye, kitty! He scurries off as you twist around and try to lower yourself down. Your foot slips, however, and you find yourself falling face first the last few feet to the ground below. Oof! Shelby! Oh, that's gonna leave a bruise. You stand yourself up, Sadie clutching at your arm and trying to help you to your feet. Little shit didn't even thank me. Are you okay? Yeah, didn't even lose my breath, just kinda hurt when I hit. And now you're all muddy and wet. Well, just the front of me. No, you're covered. You need to get out of this cold and get dry. It isn't far to the dorms. Come with me. We'll get you all cleaned up and in something warm. Oof. No, I think I should just head back to the house. I can jog there. It'll keep me warm. Are you sure? I don't want you getting sick. Yeah, I'll be fine. She looks disappointed, but nods. Okay, then be careful. Let me know when you get home. Of course. Talk to you in a bit. Bye. You smile at her and turn to jog off back to the house. You're at the gym when your phone chimes and you glance at it. A phone call from an unknown number. Is this Grim? You pause for a moment, not knowing who this is, but the number has a local area code and prefix, so you shrug and respond. Yeah, who's this? Hey, it's Nicole. I'm not calling at a bad time, am I? Hi, no, not at all. At the gym, what's up? I was wondering if you wanted to come by my place, maybe watch a movie, maybe something else. You know what? I'm down. Where's your place? I don't have a car, but I can get an Uber over or something. It says she messages you the address, and you plug it into the app before grabbing your stuff and heading out the door. 20 minutes later, you're outside Nicole's place. Walking up to the front door, you're about to knock when she opens it. Hey there, big guy. Come in. She steps aside to let you in, and as you pass her, she slides a finger down your bicep. Already sweaty for me? You know me. Doesn't take much. She laughs and grins at you. I somehow doubt that. She guides you into the house's living area and gestures at the couch. Have a seat. You sure? Like you said, I'm kind of sweaty. I'd hate to get it all over your couch. She steps up to you, places her hands on your chest, and leans up to kiss you. She's aggressive, her tongue pushing you into your mouth. Almost as suddenly, she breaks it off. sweat is just the first of the bodily fluids I expect to get around the house tonight. Oh? She shoves you back and you lose your balance and flop backwards onto the couch. Without hesitating, she straddles you and wraps her arms around your neck as she lowers her crotch to yours. That's, as long as one of those fluids isn't blood. She smiles again and then the two of you are kissing some more. She peels off your shirt, tossing it aside. Running her hands over your pecs, she brushes lightly over your nipples and squeezes your shoulders. Fuck, you're so built. You should be doing fitness modeling too. You think so? Absolutely, I can put you in touch with someone, get a session in so you can start a portfolio. That'd be cool. Maybe one day we can model together. Oh, I think if we're taking photos together, they'd be a little too spicy for most fitness sites. Heh, probably. Glancing around the room, you note the festive decor and grin. You must really like the holidays. Oh, the decorations. I guess I do. It's just something I've done. Especially after my mom passed. My dad gave me all our Christmas stuff, so I just started putting it up every year. I'm sorry to hear about your mom. Thanks, Grim, but it's about 6 years ago, so it doesn't hurt like it used to. You want to talk about that, or... Oh, fuck no. You're here for one reason, big guy. Oh? Yeah, I need you to rail me. Just absolutely fuck my brains out. I can handle that. Oh, I know you can! You slap both hands on her ass and lift her as you stand up from the couch. Haha, fuck, that's hot. Where's the bedroom? She nods in the direction of her room and you carry her just like this, her legs wrapped around you. She buries her face in your neck and you feel her biting at it. Nudging the door open, you walk into the dark room and manage to bang your toe on something. You manage to avoid dropping her, but then you plop her on the bed as she laughs. You okay? Sure, why? I heard that loud crack. Thought you might have stubbed a toe. Oh, I would have if I'd taken my shoes off already. I guess the benefit of not getting any further on the couch. Oh, well, don't let me stop you from stripping down, even if it means you might stub your toe for real this time. I think I'll be okay. Jesus. Wee, haha. Oh, fuck, you aren't playing around at all. Nope, you said you wanted to get railed. Well, that's a service I can provide. I know I'm wet and... Ah, fuck! Oh, fucking fuck, fuck, fuck. You okay? It's my Tourette's. Yeah, I think I came a little. Aha, well that's the appetizer. Did you enjoy it? You don't fuck her especially fast, but you hold on to her legs tightly so you can keep the pace consistent. Within seconds, she hits her first real climax of the night. Oh, fuck! You don't stop pounding her pussy right through that climax into the next one. By the end of that one, she's babbling incoherently. Oh, fuck! Oh, God! The fucking heaven! Fuck! Shit, I think that last orgasm gave you a stroke. I'm gonna need you to recite the alphabet backwards just to make sure you're all there. Oh, fuck! Fuck you! Fuck me, you fuck! Fuck! Sure, fuck it. That's good enough. Pulling out of her, she lets out a groan as you flip her onto her stomach and then yank her ass up and towards you. I can't feel my face. Shit, maybe I did give you a stroke. I don't fucking care. Don't stop. Sure, your wish, my command, etc., etc. You guide your cock back inside her, feeling how absolutely soaked she is as you push inside. The two of you groan in unison and you hold on to her as hips. You hold on to her hips and you begin to fuck her again. Oh no, fuck me! Grim! Oh shit, fuck! You pick up the pace and almost immediately sets her off again. She nearly pulls off your dick, but you hold her hips tightly and keep it firmly planted inside her. Fuck! Squeezing of her pussy around your cock nearly set you off, but you managed to keep control and start pumping inside her again. Oh no! Oh, you fucking like a fucking machine! How the fuck? Reaching up, you tangle your fingers in the air at the back of her head. Gripping tightly, you pull her head back and she groans. Urgh. Fuck, that's so hot. Oh, use me. Use my cunt. Use my slutty little cunt. God damn, you're gonna make me come talking like that. Ah, top of the morning to you. The door. Come on my face. Come on my tits. Fucking do it. Oh, I'm close again, too. Right in the bitch. Fuck it after. You slam your hips forward again, your cock swelling inside her, and the first pump spurt of your cum hits her cervix. Oh, fuck! She begins to shake again, your orgasm putting her over one more time. You hold her against you, your cock embedded deep inside her as you fill her pussy again and again. Eventually, you're spent, you allow her cock to slip from your pussy, flopping next to her. That does not fucking work, guys. Eventually, you're spent, and you allow your cock to slip from her pussy. It's not a transvestite. Flopping next to her, your chest heaving, you hear her cursing under her breath. Fuck you, you fucking come so fucking much, I think you completely failed me. Sorry about that, I was too far gone to pull out. It's fine, I wasn't expecting it. It was kind of hot that you just did it. Set me right off again. Yeah, I noticed that. But that doesn't mean it's cool you did it. Next time, pull the fuck out when a girl tells you to pull out. Sure, yeah, sorry. I'm gonna hit the shower. You okay to let yourself out? Oh, yeah, I could do that. Awesome. Thanks for the fantastic leg grip. Yeah, you too. Okay, then. Pull out, you bastard! Pull out! You're about to finish your workout when you feel your phone vibrating in your pocket. It's Val. Hey, Val, what's going on? Hi, Grim. I know we're supposed to get together later tonight, but she trails off, and after a moment, you prod her a bit. Sorry, Val, you cut out there. You what? I need to ask you something. Okay, what's up? Did you fuck Nicole? You feel your heart sink. Knowing with how she's asking that you fucked up, you find yourself unwilling to lie to her about it.
Yes, I did.
She's quiet again, but this time you wait for her to speak again. It takes what feels like forever before she finally speaks.
I can't believe you did that.
I mean, she asked. She's like, I'm hot, and I want to have sex, and I'm like, well, wouldn't you know, I also want to have sex, so that's called consent. Sorry, Val, I was thinking with my dick, that's all. She's just a fuck buddy. There's nothing there. And she even said that.
I know, I fucked up, I'm sorry.
So am I, we can't see each other, Grim. Again, Grim, it's over. Val! Oh no. You take care of yourself, baby. Val! You hear the click, and you know she's ended the call.
Well, shit.
You look at your phone a moment longer before grabbing your towel and heading for the locker room, the shower, and head home. I guess we're not going to make her a mother. I mean, we dodged child support, didn't we? The next day. Shit, I need to get that.
Hello?
Grim? Hey, it's Brian. Dean Walsh. Hey, Brian, what's going on? Everything okay? Are you busy? Can you talk about, you know?
Yeah, I'm alone. What's up?
I need you to stop by my office today if you can.
Okay, what's going on?
I don't want to worry you, but I need you in on a call with the Marshals Service.
Well, I'm worried now. Don't be. We're going to be discussing what's going on with the court case and potentially with your status in the program. Okay, what time? 2 o'clock, please. Marshall Tomlinson will be calling around then. All right, I'll be there. Great, see you then. You end the call and finish your shower. Afterward, you play around online a bit, distracted by conversation, trying to figure out what's going on. Eventually, you manage to work yourself into a bit of anxiety and decide to go for a run. It's the cold air searing your lungs, but you need to get your mind off things, so you run. About 20 minutes into your run, you see a figure coming towards you along the road. As she gets closer, you realize it's Sadie. As she approaches, she finally looks up at you and you wave awkwardly. She jogs up to you, pulling her ear pods out. Hi, Grim. How are you? I'm doing all right. How are you? I'm okay. Just, you know, been at it. I can see that. You're looking good. She smiles at that, at the first real smile you've seen from her in a while. Thank you. So do you. But, you know, you always looked good. Ha, well, I've been trying. You doing okay with everything after your dad? I am. I think I am, at least. Good. Anyway, I don't want to keep you from your run. Hey, you know, I'm still here if you need me. For anything, okay? Yeah, I know. She reaches for you, and you hesitate at first until she pulls you in and hugs you. I love you, Shelby. I love you too, cuz. She gives you a weak smile in a small way before she runs off again. You watch her for a moment before continuing on. Come in! Hey, Grim, thanks for coming. I've got Marshall Tomlinson on the phone already. Hey, kid, how you holding up? I'm doing pretty well, all things considered. Thank you. I'm glad to hear it. I was just giving Dean Walsh the rundown on everything that's been going on here. But I wanted to bring you into the loop and let you know what the plans from this point were. Okay. I'm going to be assigning a detail to you until Caprio is back behind bars. Is that necessary? Dean Walsh nods as the marshal continues speaking. It is. From what we understand, Caprio thinks of you as a loose end. He's putting a lot of effort into finding you. Jesus. The good news is the outfit isn't backing him on this. Apparently the hit on your father settles things as far as they're concerned. Mostly because he was a direct threat to them and you aren't. Fuck. But Caprio is a dog with a bone and he isn't letting it go. I've got a deputy who'll be freed up in about a week. He'll be flying out to Plattsburgh immediately afterward and be the first person on your detail until we can get some more on it. What do I do in the meantime? Keep your head down. Talk to Dean Walsh if you have any concerns about someone on campus. We're in the midst of the winter break, Marshal. Oh, right. Then call me if you need to. If anything happens, get the hell out of the area and find somewhere safe to hide. You got me? You let out a shaky breath. Yeah, I got you. Good. I'll update you when I have more news. Any questions from either of you? You shake your head absently. That's a no, Marshal. All right. Talk to you again soon. Call ends and Dean Walsh sets his phone on the table. You all right? Yeah, I think so. They don't know where you are, so right now it's just Caprio is raging impotently over things. He can't hurt you. Right. If you need to talk, though, I'm always here. You have my number. Call me, okay? He stands up and you follow suit. Your holiday break going well? Yeah, I think it is. Good. If I don't see you before then, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. You let yourself out and start to walk back to your place, the meeting leaving you with a great deal on your mind. The next night, New York City, the Winter City Dance Competition. Wow, there's more people here than I'd expected. I know, isn't that awesome? If it's something, all right, I just... Oh, there's the judges. Let's go say hi. Are we allowed? Heidi just about yanks your arm out of the socket as she drags you over to the judges' table. As you approach, you hear the red-headed woman speaking. Her Irish accent apparent, even with the noise of the crowded dance studio. She smiles at the two of you as you approach, and the other judges turn to you. Hello! Can we help you with something? Oh no, we just wanted to say hello. We're in the competition this evening. That's wonderful. What are your names? I'm Heidi, and this is Grim. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. I'm Maya, and this is Ophie. And the gentleman here... The man snorts as he says the word gentleman. She smiles at him. The gentleman is Scooter.
Nice to meet the both of ya.
You two look lovely tonight. What will you be performing? Oh, thank you. Our first set will be... Heidi begins an in-depth description of your routine, and the judges smile at her and nod along, parting her with questions eventually until Heidi runs out of breath. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Things should be starting shortly, though, so... Oh, yeah, sure. Sorry to chew your ears off like that. The judges each give you a smile as Heidi pulls you away from them. Nice meeting you all. A few minutes later, the lights are dimmed and a spotlight lands on a man standing in front of the seating area.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 7th Annual Winter City Dance Competition. Please find a seat if you can. It appears tonight's event is standing room only, so if you can't find one, then if you move to the back of the room, it should allow everyone a chance to see the dancers perform.
The man continues describing the night's competition and introducing the judges. Eventually, he calls out the name of the first pair of dancers who take the floor and begin their performance. You watch them and are awed by their obvious talent. You begin having serious doubts about whether you should even be here, but you glance down and see how happy Heidi is, so you push those thoughts to the back of your mind. The pair finishes their routine, and the next competitors are announced. Half an hour later, you are completely demoralized, wondering if maybe you should escape now before your name is called. You're so in your own head, you don't hear Heidi until she tugs abruptly on your arm. Shit, sorry, I... You're freaking out, aren't you?
Am I?
Yeah, I think I am, a little. Don't. You're a really good dancer, and you've been practicing a lot. You'll be okay. Everyone here is just so damn good. I don't know if I can measure up. She looks at you thoughtfully, then glances around the room before looking back at you.
Do you want to go?
What do you mean?
We can get out of here. It isn't that important, and I don't want to feel don't want you to feel exposed or anything like that. Seriously, we can just leave.
What? No, you've been preparing for this for months.
Yeah, but if you're this worried, we can just go.
No, we're staying. Nah, fuck that. We put in the work. I want to stay and see you through this.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I can chill. I'll just stop thinking about it and hopefully the jitters will stop. She looks at you dubiously for a moment and then smiles and leans up to kiss you.
Thanks, cowboy. I'll make sure you're properly rewarded later for your service.
I'll hold you to that. Love you.
Love you too.
She grins at you and turns back to the competition. The two of you stand there quietly, watching until finally your names are called and the two of you make your way to the dance floor. You take a breath, let it out slowly. You ready?
Yeah.
The music starts and the two of you begin dancing. You are incredibly nervous at first. You've never danced in public before. Not like this, at least. Your attention initially on the music, you find it more and more drawn to Heidi. She dances as gracefully as anyone you've ever seen. Smiling at you, enticing her eyes pull you in as the number picks up tempo, and then drops again to something more intimate. You'd be turned on as the dancing didn't require so much of your focus. The hem of Heidi's skirt flashes up a few times, and you nearly emit a growl from deep in your throat as you catch a glimpse of her ass. Not your ass. Her eyes light up, her grin grows wider, and now she's teasing, flirting as she dances around you. You see the judges out of the corner of your eye, and they appear in trance. As you spin her again, you see Athena in the crowd, smiling brightly and clearly excited for the two of you. I think we got him. Lift next. Okay. She spins away from you, turning towards you almost in a sprinter's form as she races back to you. You drop your arm and spin her towards you, catching her just as the music ends. Your heart is racing and you can see Heidi's chest rising and falling. The onlookers erupt into applause as you bring her back to her feet and share a soft kiss. Wow! The rest of the night is a blur. Athena joins you as you watch other dancers, but all you can think about is your own performance. Heidi nervously bites at her nails a few times, and you gently redirect her mouth to your own. The competition wraps up with a final dance, and the three judges take the floor a short time later. Ladies and gentlemen, one last round of applause for all our Ladies and gentlemen, one last round of applause for all our lovely couples! The crowd applauds, and you listen as the names are called out for third place. The judge smiles as she prepares to announce the second place dancers. In second place, Heidi and Grimm of Plattsburgh College of the Arts. Second place, holy crap. The two head forward to the floor, shake hands with the judges. Maya kisses them each on the cheek. It's customary. You take a final bow, accept the well wishes of the judges and the crowd alike, and then take Heidi by the hand and lead her out towards the elevators. I'm sorry we didn't win first. Are you kidding? For a first-time dancer, you were amazing. We did so good. Yes, you did. It was incredible. Oh, well then, awesome. I'm glad we did so well. We gotta take first at our next event. You wanna do this again? You bet your sweet ass, ha ha ha. Gives you something to work towards. Grinning, you lead your girlfriends into the elevator so you can begin your trip back to the hotel. Well, I could get used to that. You lead your girlfriends into the elevator. Are these with you? Yes, sir, they are. Later that night. I'm so happy right now. I love you. Isn't that nice? The next day. Fuck, Christopher Lee was so hot. And now he's become a footstool. The natural designation for all men after they've been in a relationship for a while. You become the footstool. Really? Oh yeah, he could get it. Christopher Lee. What about older Christopher Lee, like Saruman age? She seems to consider that for a moment. Yeah, if he could get it up, he could hit it. Well, I'm oddly relieved that he's dead. Ah, yeah, good thing. Otherwise, I'd be trying to jump his geriatric bones. Oof, that's a mental image. It's fucking hot, isn't it? Yes, any sexy thought of you is hot. Oh, you want to see me fuck an old man? Fuck no, that's not... Haha, sorry, I didn't mean to make it weird there. Yes, you did, you bitch. Aha. Uh-huh. Well, I was gonna ask, would you come to me with a film festival? To a film festival? Sure, when? Tomorrow night? Tomorrow night, geez, any other last minute plans? Well, I mean, I was thinking we could come back here after and I could fuck your brains out, but... Oh well, fucking count me in then.
I just have to flash a tit and wiggle my butt at you and you'll do as I ask? Of course, it's hypnotic. How could I not? Oh, I have a magic ass. You do. Try to use your newfound power for good. I'm going to take over the world. I should have seen that coming. It's okay. First concubine. I won't ever replace you. As long as my position is secure, then. So tomorrow? What do I need to wear? Just look nice. Not like going to the club nice. Just a collared shirt. Maybe some slacks? I can do that. A shirt with a collar. It's like I don't even know what those are anymore. Love you. Love you too. Okay, back to the movie now. She snuggles in tight against you, and the two of you finish the movie before heading off to sleep. The next night. Okay, good place to leave it off. There's a lot of events going on right now. So they're going to basically do this. There's going to be a bunch of cool shit that happens before some hardcore shit happens. Like, things are going to get rough. But they're not going to get rough yet. We're going to have a lot of fun. So let's have some more fun, and then it's going to drop down. And things are going to get crazy. Alright guys, so this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you here next week with more Bear Witness. I am out of here. Too bad about Val.